We're here at Menards Bag Sale, asking shoppers what they're putting in the bag to get 15% off.
Paint.
Batteries.
Tools.
Toilet paper.
Extension cords. Grocery items.
Hardware for my cabinets.
Snack items. Crackers and some canned good stuff.
Shop vac supplies.
Toothpaste, cereal, coffee, dog treats. I've got a lot of stuff to grab.
The list goes on, but the sale ends January 24th. Hurry in for Menards 15% off bag sale. See store for complete details.
Save big money at Menards.
These episodes are going to be about the Psalms in the Bible. Reading the Psalms out loud is very important to have them sink into your brain and help one understand what the Psalms actually are about. At least it helps me a lot. So I thought, okay, why don't I go ahead and read the Psalms and talk about them, and then finish off with a song for that day, or what was going through my mind that day when I picked a psalm. The first psalm I'm going to start off with is Psalm 24. I picked this psalm because going through a stressful time, I was asking the Lord for an answer and actually stressing out about what was going to happen and how it was all going to work out, and just basically going through the scenario in my brain over and over and over again. And then the Holy Spirit just said Psalm 24. And so I opened it and I read it, and it just calmed me completely, because it made me realize I'm not in control of all of this. Everything is the Lord's, and I need to give it to Him and just let the Holy Spirit be my guide through the day. And it's moment by moment. It's not wanting to know what's going to happen in the future, or in the Lord's Prayer, it says, give us this day our daily bread. And I have to keep repeating that in my head also, just because the Lord gives us what He wants to bestow upon us for that day. And we get over anxious by thinking of the future. And we need to walk with God and just have Him give us this day our daily bread. And I relate it to the Israelites in the desert for 40 years. For 40 years, they had to get up every morning and know that the Lord was going to provide for them. He provided manna for them every single day. And then when they complained, He provided meat, He provided whatever it was that they needed. But if they wanted to gather up more manna to save it for the next day, it went bad. It was not good the next day. So they had to learn to live each day, day by day, asking for the Lord's help for that day, provision for that day. And both those things just made me realize that was why the Holy Spirit led me to Psalm 24. So I will read that out to you. May it bless you, may it comfort you, may it relieve you of anxiety or anything you're feeling at this particular point in time. Psalm 24 from the NIV reads, "The earth is the Lord's and everything in it, the world and all who live in it. For He founded it upon the seas and established it upon the waters. Who may ascend the hill of the Lord? Who may stand in His holy place? He who has clean hands and a pure heart, who does not lift up his soul to an idol or swear by what is false. He will receive blessing from the Lord and vindication from God his Savior. Such is the generation of those who seek Him, who seek your face, O God of Jacob. Lift up your heads, O you gates. Be lifted up, you ancient doors, that the King of glory may come in. Who is this King of glory? The Lord strong and mighty, the Lord mighty in battle. Lift up your heads, O you gates. Lift them up, you ancient doors, that the King of Glory may come in. Who is he, this King of Glory? The Lord Almighty. He is the King of Glory. Amen. This is one of the Psalms by David. I hope it blesses you. I pray that your day is lighter as you realize that the earth is the Lord's and everything in it. As David was saying, even in battle, even in struggle, the earth is the Lord's and everything in it, the world and all who live in it. So that is you. It is all the Lord's. It is his plan. It is his way. So I pray that you surrender all that you're going through this day. You surrender it and lay it down at the Lord's feet and trust that he has you. The plans he has for you are good. The plans he has for you are yes and amen. So I pray that your day is full of joy, full of light, full of peace, full of grace, and full of mercy, and full of provision, and full of blessings from the Lord. In Jesus' name I pray. The song that came to mind also today was Great is Thy Faithfulness. Morning by morning, new mercies I see. All I have needed, Thy hand has provided. Great is Thy faithfulness, Lord, unto me. If you don't know that song, I will put a link in here for the song also, and may that song bless you through your day. And again, the words of the song are just so wonderful, that God is so faithful and so wonderful to each and every one of us, each and every moment, each and every day. So I pray that you are blessed by the song. I pray that you are blessed by the scripture. And I pray that your day is blessed. In Jesus' name, amen.